Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Greetings, kings and queens of I listen to about half an hour of audio at a time vania, your semi-friendly authoritative voice, here in a secret government facility, keeping an eye on the security cameras, because I've just ordered both Grubhub and Uber Eats, and I'm told when they encounter each other in the wild, they fight to the death. Quick question. If you had an entire magical land to explore, filled with impossible delights and spine-cracking danger, how much time would you spend in one library? 11 episodes and counting? Follow-up question. When do we rename this Hello from the Library? Ooh, both delivery people just arrived at the door. And they're sharing a cigarette and eating both my grilled cheeses. What a bland and disappointing outcome. And there's no better segue to this week's episode. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arne Nikan.
Gummo? That's kind of a fun name.
I guess so. But you know what? I feel like I am like so close to being back in my body.
And yes, but right now you're in a gummy body.
Yeah, so gummo is apropos.
Okay.
Sure.
But like you said, my body has been glowing for a day and a half now. You say it's about ready for me. You keep putting it off. Like, isn't it ready for me to hop out of this gummy body? For new listeners, you're fucked. I can't explain what's going on.
Finally, that's the intro I am here for.
Yes, go back and listen to the episodes that came before this. They explain everything.
Can we start just doing that? Though. Hello for the Magic Tavern. You're fucked. And then just start. Ooh, Arne, you really stumbled onto something.
All you need to know is that I was stabbed with a magical sword and my essence has been hopped into this tiny little gummy baby, and we seem to have figured out a way to hop me back into my body.
Wow, you're really slipping in the word hop a bunch,
hop.
Huh?
You know, it's going to be very active, I think.
Arne, can I tell you something Isidore and I were talking about?
It's Gummo.
Gummo, I'm sorry. You're right. Gummo, can I tell you something Isidore and I were talking about?
Sure.
Isidore and I had a thought that maybe whoever can pull the sword out of your body, your real body, can become the one true Arne.
But yes, but finally, imagine the title being handed down to one more worthy.
Well,
here, I'll go first.
No. Wait. What happened? Wait, can we pull this sword? Like, we've been leaving this sword in. What happens if he pulls the sword out right now?
He becomes the one true Arne.
Duh.
Isn't that kind of fun?
No, I'm me.
No, you're Gummo.
All right,
Gummo.
I'm Gummo.
Fine, we'll leave it in, baby, you fucking gummy baby.
You're so grouchy, such a groucho.
Groucho, Gummo.
Zeppo.
No, I don't want to be Zeppo.
You are Zeppo.
Oh, come on. It's not fair.
And we're having a night at the library.
You know, I've got to say, this library seems really big.
Oh, it's yes.
Damn, Dr. Observations over here. What was that, Arnie?
We haven't talked about it, but this library is really big.
Yeah, real big.
Meridenth is so large.
How large is it?
It's so large that it contains stores and inns and taverns, tanneries, bakeries, everything you would find in a town exists inside of the library.
Fakeries, even.
Fakeries?
Yeah, I thought I was going to a bakery. It's a fakery.
Oh.
Yes. It's little cardboard cutouts of delicious treats. And you go in and you try to eat them, and then they laugh at you.
Oh.
And then you have to pay them.
Oh, no.
It's a service.
Those fake treats are actually more expensive than real ones.
Yeah, you do have to pay because technically you've been served.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you found anything else in the library, Arnie? Have you been looking around? Any fun books?
You know what? I've been trying to get around, but I'm very small, and I'm made of gummy candy, and I'm kind of sticky. And honestly, like, I've got so much dirt and crap on me now. Like, it's hard to get. Like, I basically just hid under this table for a lot of the week.
You're covered in cat hair.
I am nasty. And I have not seen a cat since we've gotten in this library, so I don't know where this cat hair came from.
Well, it's a very large library, so there are all sorts of creatures who come through here. It may not be cat hair. It could be yak hair. Could be...
What else? Could be...
What else has hair? Dog hair?
Cat hair.
Could be cat hair.
Ostrich feathers.
Cat hair.
Could be pubes.
Right. You're both so certain it's cat hair. That's
No,
fine.
I'm just thinking of new ones. Cat hair. Oof.
Well, anyway, I've come up with a final ritual to put you back into your body.
Oh, finally.
We did it.
What we have to do is bury your real body.
What's this?
Bury it in the ground.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll bury it in the ground. We'll put a stone over it so that you can't get out. And maybe, I don't know, maybe sing a song or something. And put some flowers on it so that it looks...
Am I interrupting something?
Oh, speaking of flowers...
Flower! The talking flower!
I heard you guys saying that you wanted to bury Arnie. And it was like my ears started tickling.
And you don't even have ears, as far as I can tell.
Fucked up, I know.
What do you hear through?
Hell?
What do I hear through?
Yeah.
What do you hear through, asshole?
Fair enough.
No, not his asshole. He does have ears.
That's true.
Although, now that I'm in this gummy, I don't know, what do I hear through?
Vibrations?
Maybe it's vibrations.
Gum?
Maybe it's gum.
Cat hair?
Maybe it's cat hair. I think it is cat hair, actually. No, I'm just saying the thing on me. I think it's cat hair. I haven't seen a cat. I think it's cat hair.
Flower, how did you get into the library? You just popped up out of the ground.
We haven't seen you since Hogsface was destroyed.
Yeah, I've been here for a while. I thought, you know, it just took me a while to get here.
Uh-huh.
Just hitchhiked the whole way from hopping on people's backs.
Uh-huh.
People carrying me convincing them, trading favors.
Oh,
and then I got here and I thought, I'm going to stay at this library. So I worked briefly running the roller coaster. I was at the corn dog stand.
There's a roller coaster in this library?
There's three.
It's a very big library.
Three roller coasters?
Yeah, there's three roller coasters. I worked the one that was based on Sponge Circle Pizza Pants.
Sponge Circle Pizza Pants.
You guys know. Am I crazy? You know Sponge Circle Pizza Pants, right?
Of course.
Absolutely.
I've never heard of Sponge Circle Pizza Pants.
It's like a real fun kid show. It's about this sponge that is a circle and also has pizza for pants.
Huh.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And it's very clever and enjoyable for adults as well as children to go see. They tour all over Foon and tell their tales of Sponge Circle Pizza Pants.
And the best part about it is that when they tell these tales, they check in with all the children to make sure that they're ready for it. They don't start unless every single kid is ready.
That's right.
You should never show a child something unless they're ready.
Yeah. Sure. Anytime you're going to read a children's book, you're going to show them anything, you have to say, are we ready, kids?
Oh. How do...
And they have to verbally say yes.
Okay. How do they
or
know,
okay.
How do they know they're ready?
I guess it's just like a gut feeling.
They always say yes.
Okay. I see. Well, Flower, I know this is a little strange to be seeing me. I'm in a gummy candy body right now.
Is it weird that I don't fucking care? Is it kind of weird that I see this and I'm like, seems fine, don't care? We get to bury you?
Didn't seem to faze you at all.
Yeah.
No. I mean, honestly, so before I came here, I was attacked.
Oh.
What?
I was attacked by a wolf.
Oh, tell me where this wolf is and I shall strike it down.
It was a piece of mail.
Oh,
it showed up in my goddamn house.
A wolf with bat wings. I sent her some mail.
Oh,
so I just kind of had to get out of my house for a while. So that's why I came here. I was like, gave myself a promise. New location. Just shake it off, you know? So I came here, been here for a while, see you. You look fucked up, and it makes me feel good.
Yeah. You know what? It's a common story. I'm getting too much mail. I gotta go live in the library.
Pretty much.
Well, yes. I have discovered, though, that if we bury Arnie into the ground, the magical rituals that I have done in the last week, including the bite from the magical scarab, shall bring his real body back to life.
So we get to bury this Arnie in the ground or the other body?
The big one there under the sheet.
Can we also bury this shit?
No, hey, what? I would have to imagine that once I'm back into my body, we can eat this gummy. Although it's covered in crap.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
I think this is a coin.
Well, actually, once the other body is alive, but without your essence or soul or whatever you want to call it, then you will eat this body.
I will?
Uh-huh.
This body?
Yeah, that's how you get back inside.
I pointed to myself, and now my finger is stuck to my chest. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, so sticky.
Enjoy eating that cat hair that you're sure is cat hair.
Ugh. Well, maybe I'll like it. Maybe I'll like cat hair.
Flower, since we're about to put Arnie under the ground, you were once a seed, I'm sure.
What's it like?
What's it like under the ground?
So I don't know how it works for other kinds of babies, but you don't remember a lot of shit from that time. Mm. Like, you kind of carry some feelings with you. Like, you feel a part of the earth. Well, it's not like you remember it. I mean, do you remember being a baby?
Parts.
What parts do you remember?
Sun bright, sky big. Mom loved above.
I woke up fully formed as an amazing wizard, ready to take on evil. So, I remember all of it.
So far, maybe you don't remember your, you know, seedlinghood, if I'm saying that term right. But, you know, when you go back into a pot, you typically soil yourself. So what is it like to just be in soil?
When I soil myself, my first thought is regret.
Sure.
Just immediately shame. Mm,
me
regret,
too.
Regret, sadness. And then, like, once you become okay with it,
mm-hmm.
and you realize you're sitting in your own soil,
sure.
you're like, it's fine. Yeah,
it's like, well, yeah, here I am,
putting down roots.
In the soil.
Yeah.
This was part of me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't give a fuck anymore. I just want to throw Arnie into something. That's all I'm asking for, is, like, the chance to just do that, make amends from years of some shit.
Oh, you're going to make amends?
You threw me off a goddamn cliff.
Oh, I see. I somehow thought you were going to apologize to me.
No.
Okay.
Me doing a violent action cancels out an earlier violent action.
Mm.
Violence solves violence.
An eye for an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have any eyes.
Nope.
She's a flower.
Okay, well, petal for a petal. Petal for an eye.
What is the conversion rate from flower to human body?
Yeah, are petals like your hair or are petals like your arms?
I don't think you can, like... Well, first of all, we've established I don't have goddamn ears or eyes. So that's fascinating to me.
But I'm saying like a one-to-one. Like,
well, yeah, well, I don't think you could compare the two things together because it's sort of like, I mean, they're just petals. They're not, it's not hair. It's not, I guess if it was anything, it's pubes.
On your head? Those are pubes?
That's not my head.
In Flower's defense.
What?
In Flower's defense, think of it this way. Is your nose your stamen?
What's a stamen?
Flower, help me out here.
What does a stamen do?
The stamen is stamen goes into the pistol. The pistol goes into the Volvo.
The Volvo?
The Volvo. Yeah, the Volvo.
Oh. Yes, so we flowers procreate.
Piston.
Piston.
Stamen.
Volvo.
Okay. Hmm.
Those are the three main parts of a flower.
So, your
very,
petals are
it's
your...
It's the most reliable part of me is the Volvo.
Sure, yeah.
Last you for years.
Sounds foreign to me.
Yeah.
If you wreck that, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
And that's like a family body part, right?
Yeah.
All this time, we've been talking to your pubes.
I just think you don't need to overthink it.
I just
think it is what it is. Sometimes up is down, sometimes down is up. Here we are. When can I throw your body?
Well, Flower, I'm very glad you're here because you can assist us with this.
Okay.
And another task we have. Here, Chunt, I brought these last few books from the Forbidden section.
Ooh.
You must continue to look for the pages of the Book of Sight Here, Flower, will you help me look through this book?
Yeah, I tried to get in the forbidden section, but they wouldn't let me in there. You need an ID.
That's right.
I don't have any form of identification. And I said, give me the smart.
Are these dirty books?
And they're not dirty, no. They're filled with arcane, evil, mystical knowledge.
Look at this one, a spell for Owen Meany.
Oh, it's very big.
Here, now as we flip through these tomes, let us find this page that will help us finally unravel the mystery of the pages of the Book of Sight. Oh, I feel plot resolution is on the horizon.
Are you done with this page? I'm going to flip it.
I was still reading that.
Okay,
actually.
Just say when.
Wait, hold on. You're both reading the same book?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
We're sharing.
Oh, okay. So wait, one of you is reading.
When?
Okay.
So far, where can you see the words out of?
Out of my eyes.
And those are?
On my face.
Your face is?
My body, my rules.
Oh, yeah. No. Fair. She got you there.
Speaking of, here's another book. The Cider House, My Body, My Rules.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, sir, you're starting to read your book with Flower.
Oh, yes. Well, I've been reading it while you were talking about Flower body parts.
I didn't mind. I just also don't have good answers.
Oh, here it is. Inside here, there's a loose page that's been folded up. Yes! Ooh. This is it. Another page to the Book of Sight.
Wow. Whoa.
We found it.
We found it. Dee
dee dee dee dee dee dee. Dancing time. Look at that gummo baby bounce. Look at that gummo baby bounce.
Let me get
bounce,
the other ones
baby,
out.
Bounce,
here.
Baby, bounce, bounce, bounce.
Leaving a sticky trail wherever he goes.
That's the missing piece.
That's not different.
To deciphering it all. Oh no.
Yeah.
I have terrible news.
Uh oh. But good terrible news.
No.
Great terrible news.
Great in the sense of grandeur. Yes.
Give us the bad news first.
There is only bad news, Flower.
Well, that works out.
Can you make up some good news?
Yeah, make up some good news.
I will make up some good news. Yes, okay. Of course. I've deciphered the pages. And what I have learned is... Hold, wait, breathe in.
Wait, was deciphering the pages the good news?
No, no.
Okay.
It's the beginning of the bad news.
Not a win.
Oh. The bad news isn't even done yet?
No, not yet.
Lead with the good news.
No, he's going to start with the bad news, and then he's going to, like, spice it up with something good at the end.
Should we at least vote on whether we want the good news first or the good news
second?
Let's
go around.
Figure it out.
Chun votes good news first.
I vote all bad news.
All bad news?
Yeah.
You know what? I like to have good news after, because I feel like it takes away the sting of the bad news.
How about we do... Let's compromise.
Yeah.
You, sir, before you deliver the bad news, give us a mediocre question.
Okay, Arnold, how have you been?
It's Gummo.
Great.
Great.
Now bad news.
The bad news. I have deciphered these pages of the Book of Sight, and I have learned part of the Dark Lord's plan.
That feels like that would be helpful.
Feels like good news.
Yeah.
He has found a way to cheat the true death. If we were to take the obsidian blade and strike down some wizard, such as myself, or Genlevia, or Eunice, they would die. Permanent death from that terrible blade. But he has found a way, if that body dies, to still take his mind and his power and put it into a new body, taking all the power he had before with him.
Oh, fuck. Who is Eunice?
Eunice the Ekru?
One of the wizards.
She's one of the wizards. I used to have a crush on her. Sort of a crunchy, granola-y.
She's pretty. No, she's pretty accessible as far as wizards go. Like, she's pretty down to earth.
Really. She's a little pretentious, but also she's very like. She wants to talk to everybody and be part of things. She wears a lot of like knit tops.
Overstays her welcome in a conversation.
Got it. Okay, yeah, I have a good idea.
Yes.
We get a lot of that.
Yep.
So this means even with the obsidian blade, we won't be able to destroy the Dark Lord.
So we're fucked.
We're fucked. Well, there's one more thing. Usador, and now the good news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Ooh. The good news is that...
Why are you looking around the room?
The good news is
he's
that...
He's going to use something from around the room to inspire
he's
him.
He's going to say the good news is candle, bookshelf, floorboard.
I've got to say, wait, you used it or...
Free pass to one of the roller coasters.
That's true.
Oh.
I'll get you on it.
I mean, that's pretty good.
So Flower, are you tall enough to ride the roller coaster?
Oh, fuck no. I have a trench coat, though. I was convinced some asshole to get under me.
Oh, I was going to say, do you go on top of anyone or just wear a big trench coat?
No, I wear a big trench coat. No, I wear a big trench coat and it just drags behind and I'm like, my legs don't work.
Oh, I thought you were like, I'm not tall enough, but look at this trench coat. And people go, it's a pretty nice trench coat. This person knows what they're doing.
I let the trench coat lead the conversation. Yeah. You just show up with a big trench coat and you just let people take it where they will. And their first question is, do your legs work? I'm like, no, please help me. I want to ride this ride. And they're like, cool trench coat. I'm like, peace, get on the ride.
So Usador, the Dark Lord might try and get inside Arnie's body? Is that what you're saying?
Not if we bury Arnie's body in the ground and put Arnie back in there immediately. Yet the one thing I haven't figured out, I didn't want to tell you this, it's more bad news.
Two bad newses? Couldn't you just made the first news long bad news?
I suppose so, but...
this sucks.
You'll be alive and in your own body once again, but...
that's good news.
That's good.
But the sword won't come out.
Oh, what do you mean the sword won't come out?
You'll still have a sword inside of you, and if we pull the sword out to use it, you'll begin dying again.
Oh, no.
Like, in
so
the
we
way
sort
that...
of have a limited amount of time to use the sword before you die. But you'll gladly sacrifice your life to defeat evil, right?
I don't know about that. Well, especially when we just found out that the Dark Lord can just hop into a different body.
Well,
we love the word hop today.
Hop. Hop is a good word, right?
That's an okay word.
Come on.
Bunnies do it.
But I have some idea of a way to stop the Dark Lord's plan.
Ooh, a good idea.
I shan't share it just yet.
Oh, fuck you.
I must confer with the other wizards first.
Okay.
I drew a dick on your face.
Which one?
The big one.
The big dick? Big dick, but on which face?
Well, I mean, there are two of him right now.
I drew a medium-sized penis on your big face.
Oh, yeah.
Arnie, can you feel it when I poke your feet?
It tickles a little bit.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Oh, boy, there's a rat chewing on my gummy foot.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Well, then, let us begin this ritual as soon as we take a break.
Okay. I am excited to get back in my body.
Anybody want corn dog?
Oh, yeah. Let's get corn dogs first.
Oh, yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
And we're back, and we're about to perform the ritual. Can I just say, that roller coaster was exhilarating.
It was pretty cool. Thank you for sneaking me onto the roller coaster, even though I was too small and did not have a trench coat.
You flew off immediately.
I did.
But you bounced. You bounced back.
I know.
Well, I'm glad it all worked out. And now, we are about to begin the ritual. Here I have dug a place in the dirt to put this body of Arnie's, and now we lay him down to rest. So that he may wake again and be amongst the living.
When Arnie eyes are smiling.
Start covering this body.
Oh, this is very dirt. Unsettling. There's not like a way it could go wrong and I'll just be done.
No, I think it'll work. I think you'll
think
come
it'll
back.
Work?
I mean, there's a way for anything to go wrong.
That's true.
I mean, lots of things could go wrong. The Dark Lord could never find the artifact he needs to complete the ritual that allows him to jump from body to body like I was saying before.
Wait, so does he know he can do that?
He knows he can do it, but he doesn't have the means to do it just yet.
Well, wait, why didn't you say that part?
Let's bum rush him.
Wait, what? He's still figuring out all the artifacts he needs to make that his ritual be complete. But my ritual, today, here... doth begin right now. Everyone, kneel down next to the grave. I mean, the dirt pile.
Wait. Arnie's a little worried. So let's, to assuage your fears, let's go through everything that could go wrong.
Okay. We could bury you and forget about you.
We could bury and forget about you. We could be burying you in poison soil.
Oh, how do you know if soil is poison?
You find out after a day or so.
Oh, yeah. God.
What else? Somebody else could dig you up?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shallow grave. You're barely covered in dirt. You should be able to sit up, push through the dirt.
Yeah.
It won't be too bad.
And there's a sword sticking up out of the ground. People would definitely know.
Right.
Yeah, somebody might pull out the sword. It could rain, and then your body gets flooded.
Oh, a cart could run over you.
Mm-hmm.
Severing the pieces of your body into smaller parts.
Oh, like wild animals might, tear you apart.
Oh, the boxcar children was about severed parts?
No, the boxcar children were the children in Hog's Face that got ran over by a cart.
Yep, it's very sad.
Yep, very sad.
What else could go wrong?
Lightning could hit the sword sticking out of the ground.
Oh, but then would that burn you to pieces? Life? Oh, it would burn me to pieces.
Everything could go according to plan, and then when you get out of your grave, you stub your toe.
You know what? Good news. Scarab ate a couple of my toes. So
there you go.
I'm less likely to stub those.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Everyone, put your hands upon the pile of dirt.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my petals on it.
Very good.
So those are her hands?
Nope, my pubes.
Everything is her pubes, according to her.
Flowers are mostly pubes.
Yep.
Now, concentrate. Think of your friend Arnie. Think of the time we've spent together. Think of the tinctures I have applied to his body. Think of the scarab that did put power back into his frame. Think of the spells I have cast late at night and through these last few weeks, attempting to bring him back to life. And know in this moment all shall coalesce, and Arnie shall rise.
Is it working?
Quick, tell us what? Get a microphone to me.
Okay, let's...
Little Arnie, get the microphone to Big Arnie.
Gummo.
Ooh, I think Gummo's already gone. Here. Take Gummo's microphone and put it next to Arnie. Arnie, can you hear me?
Gummo.
How are my levels?
This is fucking insane.
They're fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I didn't have a chance.
It's the least important thing right now.
I dropped acid 5 minutes ago.
I didn't have a chance to do any vocal warm-ups before.
I'm freaking out.
Here, now eat this gummy, you.
The whole thing or else the spell doesn't work.
Cat hair.
And the cat hair. Eat all 96 ounces of them and we'll throw in some shirts for the kids.
This is a lot.
Do I have to do it all right away?
Yep, all in one. Yep.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves while I eat this thing.
I want another corn dog.
Yeah, those are delicious.
They're really good. Hot tip, you can eat the stick. They'll tell you you can't, but you can.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. You can eat anything if you put your mind to it.
So, when you were eating your corn dog, you put it...
Yep.
You put that corn dog...
Right there.
Damn it.
Yum, yum, yum.
How's it going, Arnie?
All right, I think I...
Yeah, finish eating.
Oh, okay, I gotta eat more.
It's not enough to just burp into the microphone. You have to eat the gummy child.
All right. I'll let you know when I'm done.
Is this hurting the gummy child?
I don't know, Usador. When we cut it in half, you said it was sentient.
Yeah. No, it hurts.
Okay.
Now, Flower, what are you going to do now that you've been displaced from Hog's Face and you find yourself here at the library?
I don't know.
Are you now ready to commit yourself to mine quest where you can help me defeat evil in all its forms?
I don't know. I mean, I'm still looking out for number one, so I might just wander around this library a little bit more.
Okay.
See if something speaks to me.
Yeah.
See if I can meet somebody. You know,
Hast thou considered that the best way to look out for number one is to defeat evil?
So, by me helping you in defeating evil, I would somehow benefit from this because evil doesn't give a shit about me. I'm fine either way. I'm posted.
Oh, how wrong you are, Flower. Okay. Evil cares about everything. And very soon, before you know it, right now, maybe the Dark Lord only controls, 70% of food?
Yeah, I'd say 72. Mm-hmm.
But before you know it, he'll even take all of the flowers. He'll displace them from their pots. And he shall say, I shall rip off all thine petals, and you shall be a slave to me.
Sorry to interrupt real quick. While you were talking, Arnie called me over to his body, and he whispered in my ear to tell you the best way to look out for number one is not to step in piss. since he couldn't be on the microphone, he wanted me to make sure I got that on.
He took the time to say that?
Huh?
He took the time to say that?
He took the time to say that. He wanted to make sure it got on the microphone, so I just had to get that out there.
Shunt, thank you for doing that, and thank you for being such a good friend to Ani.
He's my best friend.
But we must also remember, we don't always have to honor all of his wishes.
Really?
Yes, if you didn't want to say that on mic. You didn't have to say
that. Oh, wait, he just whispered to me, too. He just whispered to me, too, and he said, I like to drink pee. Look out for number one. Going in my mouth, because I'm a pee drinker.
Arnie, is that true?
I told both of you those things in confidence.
Okay. You told them to us with confidence.
Yeah.
More confidence than you should have had. How you doing, buddy? How are you? Arnie, you're back.
I'm still, thank you. Yeah, I'm still a little disoriented, but it feels good to be back in a somewhat less sticky body.
Ugh. How's the, I don't want to freak you out, but how does the, in the middle of your...
The sword? It feels weird. It feels very cold. Like there's just this coldness in the middle of me.
Yes, the time is still frozen right around the sword.
Okay.
I understand about having coldness inside of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Just, you'll learn to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shunt. They're finally connecting.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no. Arnie's going to give her a little kiss right in her...
Please don't.
No. No, that's not.
That's
wrong. No. You're right.
Part.
I just remembered.
That's not the top
pubes.
Of her head. That's not the top of her head.
Yeah. I need to get a clear idea of what's not pubes. Thank
it's
you,
fine.
Flower.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Isidore.
Yes.
This is the most peaceful and friendly they've ever been. It's beautiful.
I know. Do you think they've each found a new lease on life?
Yeah. Do you think they might start,
While you were trying to give me a kiss, I drew another dick on your face.
Oh, great.
Aw.
I mean, it's progress.
Those dicks are kissing, though.
You drew it with blood. Where did this blood come from?
I'll never tell.
Oh, look at those kiss dicks. A couple of kiss dicks.
Ani, are you all right? How do you feel?
I mean, I feel like a little cramped up because, I haven't been moving for weeks.
Here, come here. Let me look at your teeth. Here, now your eyes. Okay, your nipples. No. Lift up your shirt.
No, I can't. It's really hard to lift up my shirt with this sword in here.
Well, lift up one side so I can see one nipple.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Twist.
And Arnie, can you trot in a circle?
Trot? Like a horse?
Like a what?
Like a horse?
No, I just want you to trot.
More.
Just want to see your gait?
See your gait. Exactly.
Okay. Now gallop.
No, see.
Slow down to a saunter.
Why are you trying to get me to do horse things?
Let me see your haunches.
No, what's going on?
Let me see your haunches.
I'm fine, okay? I'm fine. Thank you.
After a traumatizing experience like this, I'm such a wizardly resurrection, I must make sure everything is all right. Did your toes grow back?
No.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Okay.
How are your hooves?
I'm not a horse.
Okay, yeah, buddy. You calm down. Here, sugar.
No,
sugar,
thanks. Sugar, although I do sugar. Like sugar. All right.
Very good.
So, Usador, how long until I can take this sword out and don't have to... Like, I get it. I can't take it out now. But when can I take it out and live without a sword in my chest?
Well, I haven't quite figured that part out yet.
Arnie... When can any of us start to really live without a sword in our chest?
Yes, we've all been pierced through.
Oh, you're being literal?
Yeah.
Oh.
But also, I mean, most of you have been stabbed at one point or another.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hurts, right?
Don't it?
I've had worse. Was that time I caught on fire for a couple weeks?
Yeah, for a couple weeks.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah. Flower, what's the worst you've ever been hurt?
Emotionally.
Oh.
Who did it?
Everybody in my goddamn life.
Wow.
Everybody that's ever been in my life has hurt me at some point.
What about the time Ani threw you off the cliff, though?
That hurt, but I bounced back. I learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wait, we have hurt you emotionally?
Yeah.
Well, I never intended to. Please accept my sincerest apologies.
It's okay. I dish it out first. Usually it's my fault.
Mm.
And I know that about myself now, so.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Flower. Come over. Don't stand behind Arnie. You don't want to stand behind Arnie.
Okay.
Never stand behind an Arnie.
Because of the sword tip poking out of my back?
Sure. So, can we start calling you Swarny?
Swarny? I don't even
sword
know.
Sword Arnie.
No, look, I'm just Arnie, all right? Something happened to me, but I am not just the things that have happened to me. I am a I'm still just a guy from Chicago who fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of film.
And a lot of other
things happened. First of all,
this must be the final episode.
No, this is not the final episode. Look.
Should it be?
I just need to take a moment.
I know. Satisfied.
I was just buried unalive for a little bit. I'm just trying to make sure I'm understanding all of the things that just got thrown at us. The sword in my chest, if I pull it out, I'll start dying again, correct?
Right.
The Dark Lord can be killed by this sword.
Right.
The Dark Lord thinks he has a way to avoid being killed and hop into other bodies.
But he needs more mystical artifacts before he can do it.
That's the thing. That's the thing that I was, like, kind of came up at the last minute and seems sort of important. He does not have the things yet that he needs. So, in theory, we could still stop him.
That's right.
If we do it fast enough.
That's right. And we have the pages of the Book of Sight that tell us where the artifacts are. So, Arnie, throw on your saddle and let's ride.
Wait, but there's one more important thing.
What is that?
Most of flour is pubes, right?
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
It's a lot to process.
Oh, buddy, are you tense? Here, let me give you a little...
Careful, there's a sword sitting out of my back. I'm going to knock... I can just tell I'm going to knock a lot of things over.
Let me just give you a little shoulder dressage. Does that feel better?
Nay.
Nay is for horses, Arnie.
I don't think that was cat hair. I think it was hay.
I think you're right. I think Arnie's part horse.
I can hear you guys.
Yeah, we didn't even try leaning to
Arnie, that. We think you're part horse.
Why would I be part horse? Look, there's already been enough stuff.
Why are you stomping your foot once?
Because I don't know how to count higher than one. Look, all joking aside, thank you. Thank you, Usador. Thank you, Chunt. Thank you, Flower.
Do you have something caught in your throat? You seem a little hoarse.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're looking a little long in the dick.
Thank you, just Usador.
Oh, you're very welcome, Arnie. But now...
Wait, let's do something that we used to do all the time and really enjoy. Read emails.
Fair enough.
All right, let's see here. I'll go first. Here's one. Arnie, Chunt, and Usador, I stumbled across your podcast as I was in the final few months of completing my PhD dissertation. Oh, an email from a smart person. Listening to your silly yet informative podcast.
Silly?
I know, this has been very
informative.
Helped me laugh and relax on those long nights in the lab. I want to very sincerely thank all three of you and all of those behind the scenes, there's nobody, who helped in the production as well. No one, but there's no one else.
Well, who would it be?
I don't know. I mean, look, in theory, if there was, they would be very talented, but they don't exist. Anyway, if in your adventure across Foon, you need the services of a geneticist, feel free to email me back. I owe you one.
What sort of nets are those?
Oh, boy. And then it says, do the inhabitants of Foon have DNA? Sincerely, Dr. Jansen.
Do the inhabitants of Foon have DNA?
DNA.
Hmm. On my world, that stands for something.
Well, here's...
Dicks and asses?
No, don't nut aggressively.
Arnie, I'm tired of you. Every time we talk about something, you're always like, on my world...
Is that you working on your Arnie impression?
Yeah, every time I say something, I'm going to drink some water from this cup, and you're always like, in my world, cup drink from you.
That's exactly
it. Seems a little dated.
It's a good construction. It's classic.
Maybe it's just the name Dana.
Is it just the name Dana?
Dana.
Are there Dinas in Foon?
Oh, sure. It's a popular name.
Huh. Well, DNA are the building blocks of all life. They're like the genetic...
Sounds like kid stuff. Building blocks?
Well, it's like if you just go down and down and down, smaller and smaller into what makes you you, I think that's what DNA is. And it's hard. It's really hard to explain.
So it's
especially
magic.
When I don't understand it.
It's magic.
It's kind of like magic. Do you got magic in Foon?
Yes.
Of course we do. There's your
You've
answer.
Spent the last nearly 5 years with one of the most amazing wizards in all of Foon.
Thanks for your question, Dr. Jansen.
Damn it.
I have some emails here. We'll read two, maybe?
We'll see.
The first one is from Adam Noel. It says, hello, all. I love the show. I just wanted to let you know that I told my four little girls the story of Arnie, Chunt, and Usador the Blue for bedtime.
Oh.
I made the story of the three of you entering the army of entertainers G-rated, and they fell right asleep. Keep up the good work. From Adam.
Huh.
What does a G-rated version of the three of us look like?
Well, probably then instead of dumping a pail of feces on the general by his request.
Oh, he was into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We would probably
he's a scat man.
like, dump glitter on him or something?
Fuck that.
Ugh. Cut that part out when you tell your kids this story.
One of the email here, this is from Jake Ruby, says, this is a question for Usador. Is there a spell that can give me all my hair back? It's sort of a peripheral battle against the Dark Lord. You guys are the best, from Jake Ruby.
Well, I suppose I could restore this gentleman's hair if I were upon Earth, but I can't do it here from Foom.
Jake, if you're listening, maybe put your head up against whatever device you're listening to this podcast on. Could it go through the sound waves?
I suppose it's possible. Should we give it a shot?
Yeah.
Jake, listen to me now. Put thine head near the speaker. As I have resurrected Arnie, I shall resurrect thine scalp. Iranus, Uroth, Orbath, Alakath, Yamba. Did it work?
Did it work? Jake, let us know.
Let us know.
I just also want to mention that on my way to the library, I noticed there was a bunch of big signs with a professional bear. And that bear was saying that he could get you your hair back. There's a bunch of signs, like a bunch in a row, like a bunch of bear in a row. And the bear's like, I didn't have hair. Now I got hair.
That will appeal to Crom.
I am a bear.
Earth people who have driven on the interstate near the airport are loving it.
Yeah, I bet 54 people get that.
Yeah.
Worth it.
But now, we must sally forth. We must take on evil. We must head out now, heading to the east. We will find little hamlets along the way, to dark and dank caves, to terrible fortresses, and to mystical temples where we shall find the artifacts.
But not necessarily in that exact order.
That's right. We shall find the artifacts before the Dark Lord does.
Do you have time to ride the roller coaster one more time?
Ooh.
Ooh, let's get on the roller coaster.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I wonder
if... Corn dogs!
I wonder if this is going to be a... problem riding a roller coaster with this giant sword sticking through me.
Arnie, all I'm gonna say, don't break a leg.
What?
We'd have to put you down.
Oh.
Horses! Oh.
Available soon in our online store, Don't Nut Aggressively, bumper stickers, snow globes, and infant onesies. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Flower, the Talking Flower, was played by special guest Brooke Bright. Brooke performs with World News Tonight and the Improvised Shakespeare Company at IO Chicago. In between that, Brooke's a writer for Jackbox Games. In between all of that, Brooke finds time for what she considers to be the finest piece of entertainment in human history, The Circle on Netflix. Yeah, she's aware of things like Breaking Bad and Bleak House. She's not budging. Hashtag 100% genuine. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. This week, that meant, no joke, taking food other people had put in the company fridge, labeling it with their names, putting it back, then emailing everyone. No need to thank me for labeling all the food. It's one of my favorite life hacks. Ugh, I can already hear Kimmy Lucas walking this way for another office employee funversation. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.